Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Gracious. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and welcome to Al-Islam in America. Let us also extend the greetings of Ramadan Kareem to our listeners. And we thank Allah for blessing us to be here again on this Saturday morning here on radio station WNWK-FM 105.9 on your FM dial. This radio program, we feel, is somewhat unique because this program is oriented towards correcting the contemporary and historical misconceptions about the religion of Al-Islam, and we strive to address concerns and show in our spirit and posture the justice, balance, and fairness in the religion of Al-Islam. Al-Islam in America can be contacted at Post Office Box 362, New York, New York 10039. That's Al-Islam in America. Post Office Box 362, New York, New York 10039. My name is Sharif Abdul Salam. I'll be your host this morning. We do invite you to stay tuned to Al-Islam in America. In the background, the opening theme of our program, it's a composition entitled Come to Allah, and we do invite everyone to come to Allah. It was written by Eric Nari and performed by the Wisdom Kids. Come to Allah. Let us begin our program with an address from Imam Warith Deen Muhammad.
Are listening to W. Deen Muhammad, the Muslim American spokesman for human salvation. And now, Imam W. Deen Muhammad.
The wealth of this country is owing to good-minded people. People who had charity in their hearts. People who were benevolent. People who wanted to do some good for more than themselves, for more than their relatives, for more than their friends. But people who wanted to extend the opportunities, carry a charity, the opportunities for work and the opportunity for a better life to millions and millions of people. There are people who work hard for wealth in this country. I'm not going to name any of them today. There are people who work hard for wealth in this country, but they weren't working only for the American citizen. They were thinking of people in the third world, what we call the third world now. They were thinking of opportunities eventually reaching depressed areas outside of the United States. They had those people in their concerns too. And that is why they were able to build such great wealth, because God was with them. I don't care whether they were Christian, Jew, or even atheist. God rewards good efforts. God rewards good efforts. The situation for your religion with God will be taken care of in the judgment if it's not taken care of here. But while you're here, God must reward good efforts. Do you think Donald Elijah Muhammad, because he didn't conceive the teachings of the Quran correctly and mixed up the teachings of the Quran with black nationalism and other things, do you think he won't be rewarded for the good intentions and for the good work that he did with the hope of bettering the lives of his people, black people and other people? Yes, he will be rewarded. He was rewarded while he was living, and I'm sure he'll be rewarded after. Yes. Allah is not us. Allah is not us. Allah is so much bigger than us. You know, somebody was telling me, oh, you've really messed up now. You've really messed up now. I say, I'm glad I don't have to face you in the judgment. You're not going to be my judge.
Don't send it to
Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all. I have come to the point where I know for sure that God is not a human being. If God was a human being, I'd stop worshiping him right now. Because I'm a human being.
That's the truth.
Now, dear Muslims, we know that we have everything for our life already supplied in the Quran, the Holy Book, and in the life of Muhammad the Prophet. We know that. I don't think we find any Muslims that will disagree with that. Even those Muslims who haven't read two pages of the Holy Book, but they have been converted, and they believe. They believe the book is holy? Yes. Whatever we need is there. God provides for everything. That's what the believer says, whether he's Muslim or not. God provides for everything. So we believe it, whether we know Quran or not, whether we read two pages, doesn't matter. If we're sincere in our belief, we believe that Allah has provided for us everything. All our needs are provided for in his holy book and in demonstration of how that book is to be lived. Muhammad the Prophet, peace and the blessing be upon him. We believe that. But that's not enough, is it? Is that enough? No. That's not enough. We have to be aware that there is a great demand for better preparedness in the life of Muslim, the Muslim individual, because of our circumstances, not only in America, but in the world today. The Islamic countries that are 90% and 100% Muslim, most of them have recently come from under colonial domination. For centuries, they did not have the power, the authority in their own land to live their religion, to protect their religion, to preach their religion, to pass their religion on to their children in the correct way. Many of them had to go to schools of the missionaries. And though they did not have missionary schools for some countries, that they did not have missionary schools, many of them had to accept to come under the authority, the power, influence, and control of the colonial powers who dictated the limits on their authority. So don't think, oh, we in America and oh, we've been here in America as Muslims in a land where we are a small minority and persecuted. No. The Muslim in his own land, 90% Muslim, sometimes 100% Muslim, has been persecuted more in his land for his religion than we have been in America for our religion. You have to understand that. Then you have to accept the burden, to prepare yourself better. Because our numbers are very small, though we number 1 billion people believing in this religion throughout the world, the number of us that are free to live the religion, to practice the religion, to advance the religion as it should be advanced are very few, very few. So the few of us in America that have this opportunity, we have to accept the burden of the many who don't have to have the opportunity. We have to accept to advance this religion for the many who don't have the opportunity. If we're free in America, then we should feel this responsibility to the many of Muslims who are not free in their own country to advance their own religion as it should be advanced. Not during colonialism, now! Now! Some of the same people who've been spoiled by those days of corruption are still in power. Empowering countries, and I don't want to name a single one, empowering countries that we look to and say, oh, that's a Muslim country, that's an Islamic country, they're in power there. And if you think you escape the Jew by going to the Muslim world, you're crazy. You're crazy. I'd rather live with a good Jew next door in Chicago than to go to some of these Muslim countries and have the influences of the bad Jew dictating what's happening over there. And not only the bad Jew, the bad communist, the bad Jew, the bad communist, the bad capitalist, a lot of the bad people are right over there running the scene in the Muslim lands. But in America, we have an opportunity in a new time, in a desperate time, where most people can't watch each other anymore. They got too much hell on in their own quarters. They don't have the convenience. They don't have the situation to be watching what you're doing. We can work hard and advance at our religion, improve our lives, establish the good Muslim life, establish the good human life right here in America in these circumstances that are good and excellent when you know the facts of the world situation. So don't go around here with your heart heavy, your head hung. Oh, what are we going to do? Yes, the religion is beautiful, but where can we go with it? You can go to the White House with it. You can become a president of the United States with it. You can become the senator and the governor with it. You can become the leaders of America with Islam. This is the time for it. The opportunity is greater here than it is anywhere else. And a long time ago, presidents of this country put themselves on record for having recognized this religion. Madison did, President Madison did. And there are others who are on record for having recognized the great worth of this religion. Don't think that this religion was left out by those people who found this country. Sometimes when I look at the concepts and the way that those concepts are worded, the concepts of inherent human worth, etc., the concepts of a true democracy, an informed electorate, quoting some of the great American leaders. When I look at that, I wonder if they were not reading the Quran and the Bible, because I can't find all that in the Bible. I find a lot of it in the Quran that I can't find in the Bible. So I say they had to have been reading the Quran and the Bible, or God just blessed them with those universal insights that we have in the Quran. So whether they read the Quran or not, it doesn't matter to me. They have the pure substance that I find in my book. They have it as a foundation for their democracy. Then that tells me that I can become a leader in this country. Doesn't mean that I'm going to say, I'm a Muslim, vote for me. No. Vote for me. That's all. You think that many of the good Christians would have gotten up there if they had said, I'm a good Christian, vote for me? I'm a Jew, vote for me? That's not the way to get there. We have to be courageous people. Courageous people. You know, when the burden of competition, when the pressure on the need to survive, the pressure on the very spirit to survive becomes greater and greater and greater and greater, eventually it's going to break you if you don't increase your imagination. If you don't enlarge your vision, if you don't come into greater courage, you're going to be eliminated. You're going to be eliminated. So don't be afraid to... What did Dr. Du Bois say? He said the measure of progress that we will make in the future depends on how far we will go to teach our children independent thinking. Be brave enough to think outside of the structures and context that you put in, that your mind is put in, that your thoughts are put in, that you've lived by. Don't be afraid of anything out of it. A white man once said, within my hearing, he said, you know the difference between the white and the black? He said, the white man has imagination. And, you know, when he first said that, I said, shit, you crazy, man. That's what I said. I was a young fella then. I can't tell you what I said, really. I was a young fella then. I said, this dumb sucker, so on. He's crazy. That's all we do is imagine. That's why we don't have anything real. But as I got older, I understood what that man was saying. See, he wasn't talking about the small world that I was thinking about, that I was relating to. He's thinking about that man had in his mind the desire to move forward.
We'll be right back after these brief announcements. Thank you for your continued support for Imam W.B. Muhammad's ministry. Your contributions are sincerely appreciated. Send your donations to the Ministry of W.D. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. That's the Ministry of W.D. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. Thank you. And now we return to Imam W.D. Muhammad.
The hope of not only this society, but the hope of world society is better put here than anywhere else. Believe me, we have some people right now who are super, but they are so few, we can't really know what is going on. But we have some super performers right now, not just Muslims, Christians and Muslims. We have some super performers. They are not anxious to get the camera on them to have their picture taken. They are not anxious to tell everybody about their achievements. They are not people who toot their own horns. They are real people. They are real people. And we have some great ones, some great ones, some tremendous men and women right now that are Christians and Muslims and others from these generations of forefathers of slaves. Right in the present day descendants, we have some tremendous people. And we have more than we realize we have. In fact, right out here in this audience, we got some tremendous people. We have some great leaders right here in this audience. Great leaders. We have some people who could come into a position of responsibility and could do much more with those positions than the people who are presently holding those positions. Yes, I'm aware of that. I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. The time will come when you will be able to just move right into those positions. The time will come. But first, God has to give us time to repent. Yes, to repent. And you might say, well, what is our crime? The good ones, the free ones, the real ones, you have no day of repentance that you have to face. But the majority of our people must repent. The majority of our people must repent. Because our mothers and fathers, from the days of slavery, into their time of slavery, and after, in the time when there was discrimination in this country, no equal opportunity for us in this country, when we were mocked, scorned in this country, when our worth as human beings was degraded as the monkey, on the level of the monkey or worse, those parents of ours, even the worst ones, who couldn't stay away from the liquor bottle, or who couldn't follow a job, even the worst ones, were better than we are today. Were better than we are, I mean as a joke, on the whole, as a majority. They were better than we are today. Because they at least had, somewhere in their makeup, the fear of God, and the belief that it was God that was delivering them. It was God that was delivering them. They believed that it was God that would bring a change in this country. They didn't put their hopes in the white man. They put their hopes in God. They didn't think they had to wait for the right president to come into office. They believed that if they could press upon the minds of the white race, that they would find enough sensible white people, enough white people with their life in good human form to respond to the demands of God. They were no different in their position than the Hebrews under Pharaoh. They were no different. The Hebrews under Pharaoh, they didn't go to Pharaoh seeking salvation. They went to God seeking salvation. And then they pressed upon Pharaoh that this is God's position and your position is in direct conflict with God's position. And they were eventually able to win their way, to overcome the evil influences and the evil power and opposition of those Egyptians under that wicked Pharaoh, under that wicked ruler. Our people's situation was similar, very similar. They were not looking to the white man for hope. Few Uncle Toms were looking to him for hope openly, but privately, even those few Uncle Toms were praying to God and fooling the white man, making the white man think that, yeah, you the master, we know we won't go nowhere, we won't get no opportunity without you, master. But in the private room, behind the scenes, in the cornfield, somewhere out of the eyesight of the white master, that poor black man, that poor Uncle Tom was praying to God. We have changed. We went from black power to green power to nothing. I'm talking about on the whole. We went to greed, to getting over at any cost, to getting over at your brother's expense, even if it means selling them dope, cheating them at the game, tricking them into buying your products. They were not fair. Huh? Yes. So this is what we did. Praying on him with a gun, robbing him, taking his little money. Extortion games, extortion rackets, oppressing the whole neighborhood. All of this has occurred during the last 10 or 15 years. Huh? And it has brought the state of the African American people to such state that the white man doesn't respect our aspirations anymore. The white man as a whole does not respect the aspiration of the black community anymore. He's not even listening to your cries. He's not even caring about what you're being bothered with. He sees you as a people who lost your opportunity. He sees us as a people who turn our back on our better motivations, on our better principles, who turn our back on our better way of life, and just went out greedy and chasing the material things and chasing the dollar and living the life of fun and pleasure, doing the boogie, shaking the booty, doing all these crazy things, popping the dope, popping the pills, shooting the dope. So he sees us as a wasted lot. And we have to repent before God, before a change will come for all of us. We're not looking for any change to come to the millions of American blacks. We're looking for a change to come to the few courageous Muslims and the few courageous good Christians of this country who will not turn their back. Yes, and that's what makes the time so good for us. That's so good for us. You know, say, hey, it's best to come in on the ground floor. They say, hey, come in on the ground floor. Say, this is a new company. Come in on the ground floor. There ain't no competition here. Very little competition here. Well, the scene in America has changed. America's being discovered all over again. Too many people have been eliminated. A few are qualified. We're in on the ground floor. Let's take advantage of opportunities. Let's go forward to become the new industrialists of America. Let's go forward to become the new leaders of America in government, in industry, in everything. Let's have the courage to think idealistically for a new vision for America. Let us be the writers of a new constitution if anyone is to be written. And why not? We know the good side and the bad side of America. Huh? Yes. Our soul, our spirit have been carried through the fiery furnace. We know the good and the bad side. White man knows the good side. We know the bad side also. White man can look at the good side. We have the courage, we have the situation. Not the courage, but we have the situation to look at the bad side too. And I don't see how all of us can look to America and where she is today and where her people have guided her. I don't see how all of us can look to that and say that's where our hope is. Some of us have, some of us have been qualified by experience. Some of us have been qualified to have a desire, to have an ambition, to go further than America has ever taken us. I want to go further than America has ever taken me. I'm not satisfied with the limits I see on America's vision and aspirations. No, I want to go further than this country has taken me. And believe me, if we don't do it, somebody else will. This country now has to trust the energy, the vision, and disciplines of the newcomers, the Asians, the Cubans, the Haitians, the Japanese, the Koreans. It has to look for its strength and its future in those new Americans, those new Americans. I believe that in time, the Japanese that came here, set up his house, drove his stakes into the ground, the Korean, the Haitian, the Cuban, in time, they're going to be overcome by the pressures of this society. And they're going to give up their culture. They're going to give up their disciplines. And the only people going to be left around is those that are inferior now, me and you. And we're going to be better off than them in time. We can't go any more distance backwards, buddy. I don't care what happened to America. We can't go backwards no more. We have backed up as far as it's possible for a human being to back up. We must go forward. And the spirit is going to become stronger and stronger in us to go forward. And the great fortune that is with us is the Quran and the life of Muhammad. That's the great fortune.